We have data that were collected using a repeated systematic sampling design. Our data were entered into SAS in a version 8 file, and we would now like to import that data into WESFAR. We will begin by clicking on the new WESFAR data file button. This opens up the input database. We select the data file we would like to bring in, and we click on open. WESFAR recognizes four different kinds of variables: an ID variable, a full sample weight variable, replicate weights, and variables. We would like to indicate the full sample weight, so we click on the variable that contains that information, and we use the single arrow to put it in its box. We have no ID variable or replicate weights in our data set, so all other variables will be considered as regular variables, and we can click them all into the variables box in one time by using the arrow with the double chevrons. As you can see from the note in the bottom left-hand corner of our screen, we need to save our data file now. We click on File and Save As. We click on Save, and our file has now been saved. In order to create our replicate weights, we click on Data and Create Weights. We are going to use the Jackknife 1 method of replication because we do not have a stratified sample. Our var unit, or PSU variable, is called cluster, and we click it over into the var unit box. We click on OK, and we are again asked about saving our data file. We will click on Save, and we are asked if we would like to replace the old data file with this current version. We will say yes to replace it, and now we have created our replicate weights, and our data file is ready to be analyzed in WESFAR.